Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's nothing really going on with the Super Bowl, so we don't have to pretend like we care about that and talk about it right now. We can talk about stuff that's actually going on. We got a trade rumor. It's not even a trade rumor. It's a trade fact. A early morning Woj bombing run that has turned things upside down, the sports news cycle the past 24 hours. It's all about a man that has a really large eyebrow, the unibrow, Anthony Davis. You've heard by now, I assume, that he has requested to be traded. It is with much gusto that he requested to be traded. One of the more embarrassing, emasculating trade requests I can recall. But hey, this is the age we live in. Rich Paul, toady of LeBron James, who's masquerading as a two-bit agent, Rich Paul informing the Pelicans that Anthony Davis will not sign a contract extension, and he has already told his teammates that he is going to say goodbye to New Orleans. See you later. No more Mardi Gras, no more King Cake, none of that stuff. A nuclear bomb in the basketball world, and certainly for the Pelicans. But when your nickname's the Pelicans, it's, you know, come on. No one can take you seriously when you're named the Pelicans. It's very embarrassing, right? Can we all agree on that? That's one thing we can all agree on, right? I mean, that's a dumb, so stupid. So stupid. So Davis has requested a trade, essentially because he's admitted he's not that good. He's admitted he's not that good, and he can't do it by himself. He's admitted that, hey, I'm not very good, and you know, even though I put up all these numbers, they're fake numbers, and they don't mean anything, and so I need help, is what he said. So now this does not mean that the New Orleans beleaguered basketball team is completely screwed over here. They're only partially screwed over. They still have some leverage. And the leverage is that Anthony Davis is not free to roam around the country. He's under contract through the 2019-2020 season, so that means that he's got the rest of this year and then another year after that. So, in this game of poker, there's not a lot of urgency if you're the New Orleans Pelicans to make a trade. Let's discuss. Now, the question, what should the Pelicans do? You make the call. You are the GM. What do you do? What do you do? All right, now I have the bed of nails, the Peter Principle, and the skeleton dance. And I will link all these things together like Legos. Now, first of all, you can spin this any way you want. Many people are spinning this. It's not that big a deal. Anthony Davis, he's not quitting on anyone. Yeah, he is. He's admitting he's not that good, and he's admitting that he can't do anything in New Orleans. And maybe those things are true. Maybe Anthony Davis really isn't all that good, and New Orleans is hopeless. And I know, based on the reaction of the Saints fans, their fan base is pretty much hopeless at this particular point. Bunch of sniffing losers. Hope you enjoy the Rams in the Super Bowl. But Anthony Davis, he's raising the white flag. This is the French soldier giving up. This is no mas. I have nothing left. I give up. I dig a grave, is what he's saying. And so with that, you do have to take pause if you're the rest of the NBA. The Pelicans, if I'm advising them, and that's exactly what I'm doing, I'm giving advice here. I'm a one-man counsel for the New Orleans Pelicans. What I do here is I do nothing. I have plenty of time. I don't need to pacify Anthony Davis. This is something that he chose to do. This is his bed of nails, and now he's got to lay on his bed of nails. And I hope that each one of those nails sticks into his skin a little more, right? The unibrow, you can say he's a lame duck, and sure, eventually he will play for some other team. But by going public, this is now we're off to the races. The floodgates have opened up in the NBA, and this is going to be life in the basketball world. The trade deadline's coming up in less than 10 days, and I wouldn't trade him. Why would you trade him now? You can't get anything of value for Anthony Davis right now. None of the – really, there's only one team. I hear all these rumors. Oh, the Knicks, the Lakers, please. They have crappy players. The Celtics are the only team that can really be a player in this. I know the Lakers have been cheating, and we'll have more on that later. They've been colluding with Anthony Davis, his agent, whatnot, tried to brainwash him because I guess Anthony can't think for himself, the unibrow there. And so many in the mainstream seem convinced that the Lakers are a prime destination. I don't see how that is. Can someone explain to me? They don't have good players. Right, Brandon Ingram, the only Hall of Fame he's going into is the weed-smoking Hall of Fame. That's the only Hall of Fame he's going in. That's it. Lonzo Ball, the kid that can't shoot straight, Lonzo Ball. Nice backup point guard. Of course, New Orleans doesn't need any guard. They're okay at the point guard position. They're okay there. And you can get a guy like Brandon Ingram every year in the draft that, you know, doesn't really care that much about his craft, kind of lazy and smokes a lot of weed. There's a bunch of those guys every year in the NBA draft. You don't have to trade for one. Why would you do that? And then they'd have to throw in somebody like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Well, sign me up for that. That who wouldn't want Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in a trade? A couple of failed number two picks for a player who supposedly was a transcendent player, but I don't know that you can say Anthony Davis is a transcendent player if he's admitting that he can't do it by himself, that he's hopeless by himself. These are lukewarm trade proposals. And the best way to stick it to Anthony Davis, if you're the Pelicans, you want some Schadenfreude, is to force Anthony Davis to play out his contract in New Orleans and let him leave and say, you can go join LeBron when LeBron's going to be 36 years old. Enjoy that. Enjoy a 36-year-old. LeBron's 34 now. Let's do the math on that. So if you wait another year, he's 35 this December at the end of the year, and then the following year, let's say Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers, by the time the next playoffs come around, he'll be 36 years old. That's washed up. I know. I'm not saying LeBron's doing steroids, but that's the only time in my life guys that do steroids play well past that age. Other than that, that's it. As far as NBA is concerned, you fall off the table. So those are the options, right? I mean, if you're the New Orleans Pelicans, the options are not particularly great, but you might as well stick it to them. You wait until the Celtics are allowed to make a trade, and you take a combination of Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, maybe even take Gordon Hayward and hope that he has a revival in New Orleans, get him some voodoo, something along those lines, and you can make a trade that way. Now, secondly, the other move that New Orleans has to do is fire their GM, Del Demps. They got to fire this guy, and there's no way you should allow him to make this transaction. Demps has botched a number of draft picks. He's paid the wrong people around the roster on the New Orleans Pelicans. And in his run as the general manager, Del Demps, his era, they are almost 80 games under 500, the Pelicans franchise. They've had three winning seasons in eight going on 9 years. This is the definition of the Peter Principle on display. And the Peter Principle, if you're not familiar with it, you reach your highest level of incompetence and you stay there. It is beyond absurd. There's no way Del Demps should have his footprint on this particular transaction. 9 seasons now, this is his 9th year on the job. He is the basketball GM equivalent of what Marvin Lewis was as a coach in the NFL. If you were to look for a GM, I know some others that have been around a long time, but even Marvin Lewis eventually got the boot in Cincinnati. Now, finally, where does the NBA want Anthony Davis? Does it matter? Right? Obviously, you would think they want to put him in an East Coast or Eastern to Midwestern power city, like the usual suspect, New York, Chicago, Boston. We keep hearing that the reason the NBA television partners are losing their ass on advertising rates as the NBA ratings go down is based on the fact that people are not they're not engaged on teams in the East, that Toronto isn't moving the needle for the American basketball fan, and Milwaukee, yawn, the Greek freak, and you can talk about how he's a basketball Adonis, no one's watching. And the Celtics, who have, you know, so-so, they're not playing particularly great this year compared to how they thought they were going to be. They're not bringing eyeballs. The 76ers with that loquacious Joel Embiid not moving the needle. So, but my argument is, does Anthony Davis move the needle? If you put Anthony Davis in New York and said, okay, the Knicks are going to get Anthony Davis, does that change anything? No. Doesn't change anything. The Knicks will still blow, and they'll have Anthony Davis. They'll sell some more unibrow packages and all that. For all the cartoon stats he's put up, this is the other problem. This is the conundrum for whoever is in the Anthony Davis business. You have to deal with this. And it's, you know, devil in the details. Anthony Davis is the Tin Man, is what he is. That's the reality. The very definition. We often talk about injury-prone players, guys that get hurt all the time. Anthony Davis is made out of glass. Now, what is my evidence that Anthony Davis is made out of glass? He has suffered more than 25 injuries in six seasons in the NBA. Look it up. I'm not lying. Look it up for yourself. Google it. Google it. Over 25 injuries. He's injured or broken pretty much every conceivable part, or strained every conceivable part of his body. It's kind of like the skeleton dance, right? The leg bone's connected to the knee bone. The knee bone's connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bone's connected to the backbone. And they're all broken. They're all broken with Anthony Davis. Hands, fingers, ankles, back spasms, sprained toes, quad injuries, hip injuries, you name it. Damaged, damaged, damaged for Anthony Davis of the Pelicans, but that does not mean that teams aren't lining up to try to acquire him. And the commissioner of the NBA is sitting there in the fetal position, sucking his thumb, saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We'll talk about that. It is fair game here on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Solid Gold Garcia.
Hello, Ben Maller.
Hello, 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 hello.
Yeah, we had some excitement in the early morning hours. Well, you had gone. You were, I don't know, probably at the gym working out or something.
Well, but, clearly, yes.
Me and Roberto and Coop were all here when the Anthony Davis news came down, and I know Roberto and Coop and Danny G and Atlanta, all they were all giddy with excitement.
Future Laker.
Yeah,
wasn't listening.
They were all very excited that they think he's going to the Lakers. But I'm with you. I don't see why they would send him to L.A. when they can get more in return from Boston, right? I mean, they have better assets.
No, I would not. And I think the Pelicans, if they do, they might as well just fold up the franchise and become a G League franchise at that particular point. You don't satisfy a child, right? If a kid says, I want to eat every candy bar in the cabinet, you don't allow the kid to do that because it's bad for them.
What if they trade him to the Clippers, Ben?
What's that?
What if they trade him to the Clippers?
Well, the Clippers could offer more than the Lakers, but even if I was the Clippers, I would hold off on that. I wouldn't. The guy's injured all the time. 25 injuries in 6 years. It's not just one or two things. His entire body. You remember that game we used to play, Eddie, when we were kids?
What was Operation?
Yeah, Operation. Yeah. That's Anthony Davis right there. That's Anthony Davis. I mean, the entire body's been injured. The whole thing. The Clippers traded for a bunch of guys. They got Danilo Gallinari. When he plays, he's great. He's hurt all the time, too. He's injured all the time, that guy. I'm tired of injured players. I'm done with them. I want players that can play. I want players that aren't injured all the time.
Sound like Mike Singletary a little bit.
Cannot win with him.
That's right.
Cannot coach
you
with him.
You can't.
Can't do it.
He's absolutely right, Singletary. I'm surprised he's not coaching somewhere in the NFL. I'm surprised.
Now, the soundbite will live on, though.
It will. Bill says, Bill says, I respectfully disagree when you say Anthony says he's not good enough to do it by himself. He never had a guy. He never had a guy who was a level below him outside of Cousins that lasted a few months. More of a lack of support. Well, the way I read the quote from the agent, LeBron's buddy, his BFF, you know, the guy that's programmed by LeBron, doesn't have original thought for himself, says Anthony wants to be traded to a team that allows him a chance to win consistently and compete for a championship. Well, that's not the Lakers, because they've been in the dumpster fire most of this decade recently, so it can't be the Lakers. And then he says Anthony, as he says here, Anthony Davis, wants to be honest and clear with his intentions That's the reason for informing them of his decision now, blah, 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 blah. And then the Pelicans came back with a statement. But that sounds like a declaration, like, hey, I'm can't do it. I'm not that good. I give up. And that's the attitude he's got. So anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here, fighting the good fight. We'll take your phone calls, 877-99-FOX. You'll be happy to know, Eddie, line one still broken, and the printer, the printer stopped working. And I had one.
Wait a minute. When did it start working?
Well, it printed. I wrote a few things in. It printed up some of the stuff, and then the final page it didn't print. And then I had one of Steve Harvey's producers who was here, and he was trying to fix it. And he opened a bunch of doors. There's this massive printer that we have. It's a corporate.
It's like the size of a refrigerator on its side.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not wasting energy at all. I'm sure that's a, you know, anyway. So he was opening a bunch of stuff and it didn't work, and so it's still busted. But there you go. Just wanted to update you. I know you're concerned about that stuff. And anything broken in there? We want to have a list here.
The printer is working at the moment.
It is, okay.
And the one here is it finally working, Coop?
Yes,
it is.
I mean the printouts look like crap, but you know.
Coop printed up what was it, a commercial for? Was it, I forget what it was, but it was in a different language, like a Klingon.
It was a Discover.
I think it was in Pig Latin mixed with Klingon. And I was trying to.
I would like to hear you read that.
I considered it, but it was symbols. It wasn't really words. They were like symbols, little boxes with symbols in them, which was, I found it bizarre.
You didn't want that, huh?
I'm fine with it. I could have just said, well, this looks like a box with a square in it, and that looks like a box with a circle in it. And you put the square and the circle together, and there you go. What do you get?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got our first taste of Super Bowl 53-related drama. You want drama? We got the drama-rama. It was prior to the opening night media festivities and involved the new mouth of the Rams defense. Your average Los Angeles Rams fan did not know the name of this player before a couple weeks ago. Now he is all over the place. If you did not know where we're going with this, Rams defensive back Nickel Robey Coleman, my MVP, the people's MVP, for his great play in the NFC Championship game, eliminating the pathetic, disgraceful New Orleans Saints with that great defensive play in the final minutes of regulation. Well, Nickel Robey Coleman was asked about the Super Bowl matchup with Tom Brady, and he did not hold back. He said, quote, this is a taste of it, age has definitely taken a toll. He, meaning Brady, is definitely not the same quarterback that he was. Nickel Robey Coleman acknowledged. Now, that is the headline that has reverberated around the echo chamber of sports conversation. Robey Coleman played in Buffalo and played a couple games a year against Tom Brady when he played for the Bills. People were freaking out. They're losing their mind. I think we have a sound, but Robey Coleman was asked about this at media opening night, which used to be just media day, but now the NFL charges $40 a head or whatever it is to come into this thing. But here is the... Now, remember, all day there was a feeding frenzy. The piranha smelled blood in the water. The media elite that go to Atlanta for the Super Bowl, the top media names who go to that event, and they need stuff to talk about. So they were all over this. This story dropped on the... I think it was the Bleacher Report, I think. I don't know. They're all the same. And anyway, people picked up the story. Big headlines all over the place. How could Nickel Robey Coleman say this? Oh, my God. He's done the thing you can't do at the time you can't do it. And then he was asked about it on Monday night, and here's what he said.
I was asked a question about when I was in Buffalo. They asked me about how Tom Brady is from then to now. Only thing I said was his age. I said nothing about that he's too old. I never said that he can't do anything. Only thing I said was his age is the only thing that changed from now to here. And I feel like his skills and his arm is still strong. He's still the GOAT. He's still the legend. That's what I want to get across.
Yeah. And if you ever go to the scouting combine in Indianapolis, they have that drill, the backpedal drill for defensive backs. And my man, Nickel Robey Coleman, that's why he's in the NFL. He's very good out of USC at that backpedaling drill. So, all right, let's discuss. Now, the general theme of these stories that talk about this is, oh, my God, you've given bulletin board material. You've given the New England Patriots bulletin board material. What have the Rams done? Oh, my, they're screwed. They can't win now. This is a firecracker of a situation for the Rams. Sean McVay, rookie coach, rookie mistake. He didn't have his team ready to zip it up, and now they have given the New England Patriots the competitive advantage to win Super Bowl 53 on Sunday in Atlanta. Okay. So let's discuss. Now the question is, will this, quote, bulletin board material, end quote, have any tangible impact on the result of Super Bowl 53 between the Rams and the Patriots? And I am going to give a thumbs down to this. Now, my view, you've got bombastic, the stockpile, and the pet peeve. And we will combine these three things together. We'll lock them together tighter than Fort Knox. Now, number one, if you think that this is going to light a fire under the entire Patriot roster and Tom Brady and the Patriots are going to win because of this, you're a dope. Right? You are a moron, right? I have maintained for years from the catbird seat here at Fox Sports Radio, and I have been proven correct time and time again, that this, quote, bulletin board, unquote, stuff, the narrative, is contrived by my friends in the media. Now, the reason they do it, I'll tell you why they do it. The low information fan eats this stuff up. Anyone with an IQ above, I don't know, 40, knows that this is a nothing burger with extra cheese and extra bacon. It is a nothing burger. So on this show, we want to encourage, not discourage, this kind of discourse, right? We want our athletes to be bombastic blowhards. That's what we want. And this was relatively benign. There is no evidence that pregame trash talk impacts the outcome of football games or baseball games or basketball games or hockey or any other sporting event for that matter. Anything saying otherwise is anecdotal and exaggerated. For every team that walks off a field victorious and they do their little victory lap there about some great injustice that was the other team said about them, it has been proven over the years that the team that loses, there's also an opponent that somewhere is like, I felt disrespected, right? From the team that ended up winning. It's cliche. It's hokey pokiness is what it is. Coaches always try to seize upon the great wrongdoing of the opposition, right? And they often fabricate this stuff. We saw the Patriots against the Chargers, and they embellished the fact that they were an underdog in that particular matchup, or actually not the Chiefs game. That was the last game against the Chiefs. They were going crazy about that. Now, the second thing here, as we chat on Fox Sports Radio, Tom Brady and his cronies with the Patriots are in the bleepity bleep, bleep, bleep Super Bowl. I think we all know that. It is nice to think that Nickel Roby Coleman and his words carry a lot of power, that this is going to be some kind of jet fuel situation. But it's this bleepity bleep, 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 bleep Super Bowl. And if you are the type of person that needs extra motivation in the Super Bowl, you're a loser. You deserve to lose. I hope you lose. Right? The Patriots have been to three consecutive Super Bowls. Now, what does that mean? They've had some roster turnover from year to year, but roughly 90% of the 53-man roster that is going to take the field in Atlanta this weekend has Super Bowl game experience. But that doesn't matter. When you get past all the pomp and circumstance that's going on this week and the military presidential security detail that I saw was outside protecting the Patriots and Rams as they drive around Atlanta, it's like the Pope is in town in Atlanta, the amount of security they have. It comes down to who simply performs better on February 3rd. It doesn't matter who talks better trash and all that stuff. It makes our job easier. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they don't have some kind of secret stockpile somewhere in the back in Foxborough that they can call Amazon and have Amazon deliver some of that stockpile that is going to give them some kind of advantage. If that was the case, they wouldn't have, you know, fallen down against the Eagles in the fourth quarter and Tom Brady had that strip sack against Philadelphia last year. If they had this some secret advantage that, well, why didn't it work last year in the Super Bowl? Oh, that's right. It didn't work in the Super Bowl last year. They couldn't stop the Philadelphia Eagles and that two-bit Nick Foles. They couldn't stop. Now, the final word here, this big game trash talk, which is getting a lot of the attention the last 24 hours or so, it has been a pet peeve of mine for a number of years. I referenced this earlier, but we goof around about this, and I'm the first to admit, I'll completely go over the top. And, oh, I can't believe he said that. Oh my! It's called shtickle, is what it is. Games are decided by talent and hard work. They're not decided by trash talk, not words. So we put, on this show, we put bulletin board material in the same category as home field advantage. Ask the New Orleans Saints about home field advantage. Ha ha, losers. Losers. Locker room chemistry. Yeah, locker room. Y'all sit around, sing Kumbaya while you roast marshmallows. Locker room chemistry. I hear a lot of that. A lot of that. Oh, they've got great locker room chemistry. Another one I hear, Super Bowl experience. Big game experience. Yeah. Let me explain. If you're not getting what I'm saying, all of these things have something in common. They are used to explain when the anticipated outcome of a game goes the way we expect. And then when the unexpected happens, those things are not mentioned. They are forgotten. Understand? Comprende? Yes? All right. We all understand. Very good. Now, by the way, it's not just me who thinks this way. In 2008, Florida State University conducted a study on trash talk and a control experiment. Contrary to the expectations of this study, they found no discernible difference in scoring, rushing, passing success when players were permitted to trash talk freely versus when they were required to compete in silence. Nothing. Zippo. It's the Ben Maller Show. Bupkis. I like that word, too. Bupkis. All right, we're coming to you from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia. I saw our old friend, the Smoke Runner. He's still listening. He doesn't call anymore. Remember that famous, you remember the night we were going to have Smoke Runner and his mom play one of the games? And then Smoke Runner's mom wasn't there, and neither one of them was there. They both vanished. It's like a Houdini act.
I vaguely remember, but yeah. What's going on? Why is he listening but not calling anymore?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I mean, he's probably upset.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. He invited us to go to the movies in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And we never went because we're a bunch of douches, and we never went. It was a very polite offer. We never took him up on that, a free night at the movies. I think part of the problem is we wanted to bring people with us. That was part of the problem, right? We wanted to bring our significant others with us. And
my wife doesn't like going to the movies, so it wasn't me. I didn't do anything wrong.
My wife likes going to the movies more than I like going to the movies. But anyway, so I don't know what's going on with the Smoke Runner, but we like him. I like the Smoke Runner.
Well, why don't you apologize to him?
I don't need to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong. He invited us to the movies, and then it didn't work out. I could go, the days I could go, you guys couldn't go. And vice versa.
I think it was mostly your fault.
It was not my fault at all. Smoke Runner said, we talked in the last hour about Anthony Davis, this diva from New Orleans. Trade me. I want to win. Trade me. Anyway, Smoke Runner says, every Anthony Davis to Lakers trade rumor I've seen is craziness. Basically, all the respectable prospects and picks for one player. I know AD is amazing, but this isn't baseball. The Smoke Runner. So it sounds like he's married to those failed number two picks. Doesn't want to get rid of any of them. Somebody asked me what's going on with Bryce Harper, and a whole lot of nothing. Although there was a rumor yesterday, and I have not seen this confirmed anywhere, that the Phillies are closing in on Bryce Harper. But that sounds like some hyperbole out of Philadelphia. We'll see if that's accurate or not. But spring training starts in less than 2 weeks.
Yes.
Spring training begins in Arizona and Florida, and Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
Machado's still available.
Yeah. He can still be yours if the price is right. Can't wait. All right, to the phones we go. 877-99 on Fox is the number. 877-996-6369. Christopher in Houston is on Fox Sports Radio. Hello, Chris.
Oh, man, you know, I was looking at my couch for it. That old weasel LeBron James, him and his minions, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, at it again. I hope they get five first-round picks to get took. Those weasels, they must have sat at Anthony Davis' house and sit there telling them all the things about how good it would be a Laker. Come on, just say it. Just say it for us. We can't say it, but you can. Oh, and how about the bullying, Ben? How about the bullying from LeBron James? They talk about bullying. He's over here bullying these young NBA stars to sign with his buddy, Rich Paul.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. Michael Jordan never did this kind of stuff. Another reason Jordan better than LeBron James. It is a dark day in the NBA. And you know, and I'm going to rant about this later, Chris, that Adam Silver will do nothing. He is sucking his thumb in the fetal position somewhere in New York on Fifth Avenue right now. He doesn't know what to do. He wants everyone to be happy. He doesn't want to give any kind of tough love. And he's going to let all these guys do whatever the hell they want, and that's how he rolls. That's how Adam Silver operates. He wants to win these awards. He likes to win awards for being a good guy commissioner and, you know, not doing his job.
Exactly. Now, Ben, now, you know, we disagree on a lot of things, but, Ben, we were correct on this one. We tried to tell the fanboys, but they wouldn't listen. The historians, they wouldn't listen that LeBron was going to take at least a month off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were all over that. Oh, we were right about Warner, bro. We've been right. You know what? We fight about a lot of stuff, but me and you, we are brothers from a different mother when it comes to LeBron James. You know what? We are right. We are in lockstep, me and you, when it comes to LeBron James.
LeBron's not sneaky. He's like an open book. We can see it right through him, and they know it. They just try to defend him. Like, okay, come on. Nobody wants to play with LeBron. These young stars don't want to play. So what's his next tactic? Use his agent to bully his little stars that he got, that he signed, that LeBron James made him sign, to get him to go play with him.
Yeah. Well, think about this. Now, LeBron, he's missed 16 games. He's not going to play against the Lakers play Philadelphia on Tuesday. He's not going to play in that game. That'll be his 17th game that he misses. Now, there's still a bunch of games to go in the season, but even if LeBron plays every other game for the Lakers, just this stretch in January of games he's missed, that's 21% of the NBA season he's missed with injury, LeBron James. And Coop thinks that's not that big a deal. He thinks it's okay.
It's not that big of a deal.
Tell you, Coop, we tried to tell you. Dude, LeBron James has not came back. The funny thing is the Chris Paul have came back before LeBron James. And
Chris Paul will get hurt again, so what are you talking
about? And LeBron
about?
Will get hurt again also. LeBron will get hurt again, too.
Look at Roberto. Oh, come on, Roberto. That's all you got.
Chris Paul's
going to
get hurt again, so.
Come on now. Luke Walton is going to lose his job because LeBron has set him up. Come on, man.
Mike D'Antoni's your coach, so.
Over under.
At least Mike D'Antoni can be a coach instead of being a fanboy.
He never won anything, so.
What has Luke Walton won? What is it?
Oh, 30-2, Ben. 30-2. Remember that. That's what he did.
No, because he's saying that Mike D'Antoni is a great coach. Mike D'Antoni has never won anything. Wow. So what are you talking about?
The Golden State Warriors, they ripped off the D'Antoni system, essentially, with a version of the D'Antoni system from the Phoenix Suns.
Never won anything.
Back in the day. Those Suns teams back in the 10, 15 years ago, whenever it was, in the early 2000s, they were great to watch. I love watching those Suns teams.
Great to watch. They never won anything.
Yeah. Everybody don't have 50% three-point shooters, Roberto. Everybody can't get those. Well, everybody can't get a guy shooting from the half court.
Lakers don't even have 25% three-point shooters, so they don't even have that. Forget 50%.
All right, Ben, I'm out of here.
All right,
yeah, get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, look at Roberto. You know
great fake laugh there, Chris.
Good job. You know what, Chris? I'm going to give you a golden ticket.
Such a Ben ball washer you are.
No, he's great. Chris, good job by you. You annoyed both Roberto and Koopaloops. You get a golden ticket. That is a good job by you. Solid effort by Chris. Way to go.
Such a Ben ball washer.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Koopaloop.
Now, Kevin Durant hasn't been received in Oklahoma City very well since he left town, but he's planning on attending the jersey retirement of Nick Collison and hopes that he and the Thunder faithful can put the past behind them for that one night. Ben, do you think they will?
Yeah, for one night, yes. I'll tell you why, right? A, the Thunder fan is delusional enough to believe they have a chance of bringing Kevin Durant back to Oklahoma City. So they're going to be in their best behavior. They're gonna say Westbrook and Durant can patch things up. And B, clearly Kevin Durant isn't worried about tiptoeing around a minefield in Oklahoma, or else he wouldn't go. We know that's not how he operates. So, yeah, for one night, they'll be fine because Durant could leave Golden State at the end of the year. Next.
Now, Brett Bielema is reportedly telling people that he is going to be the Patriots defensive coordinator next season. Do you think Bielema will end up a head coach in the NFL?
No, there is zero chance that Brett Bielema ends up a head coach in the NFL. The play here for Bielema, ride the coattails of Bill Belichick for a couple of seasons, then go back to his happy place in college football. He's 49 years old. He can go back to the Big Ten or the SEC. He'll be in his early 50s, get a head coaching job, pretty good job. It's just not – I don't see there's a path for him right now as an NFL coach. He's a defensive guy. They're going hot, young coaches, the offensive coaches. They're not going defense. Next, real
quick. Christian McCaffrey posted a highlight video in response to his haters. Video started with Jason Whitlock's comments that he's destroying stereotypes about white tailbacks. Ben, is McCaffrey already the second best white tailback of all time?
Yes, he's just behind Red Grange of George Halas's Bears, Koopaloop. Number two behind Red Grange. I won the game! That's a winner! I won it! I won the game!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
All right, let's do the game. If you weren't listening earlier, the teams are set. Matt, he's working the front desk at a fine hotel in Salt Lake City, which is, they have vacancies, but it's expensive because Sundance is in town. And then we've got, over on the other line, Justin, who's a pain in the ass, and he's in Cincinnati, and he is teamed up with Eddie. What are the categories here, Coop? We got to get to the game quick.
All right, gentlemen, this is the Heather Graham edition. She is turning 49. Categories are Twin Peaks, Boogie Nights, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and Lost in Space. Matt, you were on the line first. Which category would you like?
Twin Peaks.
All right.
All right. And Justin, which category would you like?
Boogie Nights.
All right. We're going to start off with Twin Peaks, Matt and Ben. These sports figures all have twins. You have 45 seconds. We need the first and last name. Are you both ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. Ready?
All right.
Yep.
45 right. seconds. Begin.
All right. Brother of Rondé, running back, former running back for the Giants.
Tiki Barber.
Correct. Brother Ozzie, one of the Bash brothers, not Mark McGuire, but the other guy for the A's.
Jose Canseco.
Correct. His brother was Rex, coach of the Jets. This guy, fat guy, used to work here at Fox Sports Radio, defensive.
Rob Ryan.
Correct. Center in the NBA, Latin last name, played with the Nets. Played with the Nets. Brothers Robin, plays with the Bulls. This guy played.
Brook Lopez.
Correct. Center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. His brother's a center for the Chargers.
Archie.
Correct. Patriots safety in the Super Bowl.
Devin McCourty.
Correct. Power forward for the Bulls, wears goggles in the 90s. Brothers Harvey.
Horace Grant.
Yeah!
Horace Grant.
Yeah!
Wow!
Matt! I want to hug you.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I'm going to do something I've never done on the Ben Maller Show.
Wow. Great job, Matt.
I applaud you.
That was impressive.
Matt, I applaud you. Well done.
You got to quit that hotel and become a Sports Jeopardy player. That was awesome.
I don't think you can make money at that.
All right, here we go. We got to get to it.
Let's go.
Boogie Nights, wow. Justin, this is your category. These sports figures have a sex tape. 45 seconds on the clock. Ready? Begin.
Famous wrestler. His fans were maniacs, brother.
Hulk Hogan.
Former Bengals wide receiver. He changed his name to Spanish something.
Chad Johnson.
Former Clipper and Laker. Dated a Kardashian. He almost OD'd in a whorehouse.
Lamar Odom.
Former Buccaneers defensive lineman. Played at the U. He got fired from the NFL Network.
Warren Sapp.
Former Jets and Bills head coach. He loves feet.
Rex Ryan.
Former U.S. women's figure skater. Her boyfriend hired some goons to take out Nancy
Tanya
Kerrigan.
Harding.
Former Alabama running back. He was a bust first-round pick with the Browns. Also played
Grant
for the...
Richardson.
Boom. Wow. Right back at you.
That category was easier.
That was very easy.
Oh, my God.
I give you credit
for a job well done.
That was
Grant. I respond
Horace
in kind
Grant.
And get no credit. You're a bum, Maller.
All right. Horace Grant.
Matt and Maller, it's back to you guys. Matt, do you want Austin Powers or Lost in Space?
Lost in Space.
All right. Very good.
All right. These are some of the weirdest athletes of all time. 45 seconds. Begin.
All right. Tight end for the Patriots right now.
Robert Gronkowski.
That is correct. He was known as the worm for the Chicago Bulls.
Dennis Rodman.
Correct. The big redhead for the Celtics and UCLA back in the 70s.
Bill Walton.
Correct. Texas running back won the Heisman Trophy. Smoked a lot of weed with the Miami Dolphins.
Ricky Williams.
Correct. Current Lakers backup center, played with Golden State the last couple years.
JaVale McGee.
Correct. Former Redskins running back in the early 2000s.
Clint Portis.
Correct. Former Giants closer with the beard. He had the beard in the early 2000s.
Brian Wilson.
Yeah! Bam! Wow. Take that!
I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Yeah!
Let's
that's
go.
That's awesome.
Let's go. Let's respond.
All right. Matt, you're my hero.
Justin, you need a sweep. Austin Powers, despite you shagging me, these athletes have lost their mojo.
Don't choke, Justin.
45
don't
seconds.
Don't choke, Justin.
Begin.
Golfer of color wears red on Sundays.
Tiger Woods.
That's racist.
New York Giants quarterback, brother of Peyton.
Eli Manning.
Longtime NBA player, Air Canada.
Vince Carter.
Current Chargers tight end, Hall of Famer, played basketball in college.
Antonio Gates.
Former NFL wide receiver with a bunch of teams. He got signed by the Saints after Dez Bryant got hurt and they cut him. Broncos. Yes. Golden State point guard. He's a bench player. Former Clipper.
Pass and go back.
All right.
To
former Tampa Bay Rays star, slugger, third baseman. He's now on the Giants and he's not good.
Evan Longoria.
All right. Golden State Warriors bench guy. Clipper.
He's Googling it.
Oh!
That's the winner! You suck, Justin! Oh. You blow! Man, you
are
the game.
What a sore
that
winner you are.
He's standing up.
One loss.
Man, I'm giving you two golden tickets.
He got one wrong, and Maller is gloating.
He didn't know a Clipper.
They suck.
Great.
Sean Livingston was the bum you didn't know.
He's a champion, a multiple champion with the Golden State Warriors, and I was there when he messed up his knee. Matt, you're my new favorite caller of all time. Congratulations. I'm giving you
Matt,
two.
I give you credit, Matt. Ben, I give you no credit.
I give you two golden tickets.
You.
Justin, you're an embarrassment. I'm hanging up on you.
Tell him to
you're
suck
out
it.
Get out of here. Get
suck it, Ben.
Off the air. Listen.
That was one of the best Mallers Mountain of Money we've had in
the guy got
ever.
Horace Grant and Marquise Pouncey.
Those weren't hard.
Devin McCourty.
The characters were brothers in pro
Devin
sports.
McCourty.
How hard is that?
Horace Grant and Harvey
Horace Grant.
Grant
won a bunch of titles with the Bulls. How is that hard?
20 years ago. 25 years ago, he was relevant.
So
what?
What
are you talking about? This is great play by that guy.
He
Matt
did play
is,
great. No,
Matt
he
is
played
one of
great.
The great game show contestants we've
and
ever had.
And he answered quickly, too.
And,
that
impressive.
Was the key.
And you doubted. You doubted me, Eddie.
We got one wrong, you bum.
You lost.
One wrong.
You lost. You're a loser.
Got a motor, gotta go.
Suck it, Mallor.
You suck.